output, wrong mount point. So, terribly sorry about that. Just go ahead and pretend like, shucks. No wonder things weren't calm, and what I was talking about didn't seem to sync up. Jeezers. Well, let's go ahead here. We're listening to Time of the Season from the Zombies because we had a story about a Nigerian man who in medical school, they got a cadaver. He went to dissect it, and what do you know? It was his friend who had gone missing, and the police had killed him, and his body just ended up at the medical school. So that's why we're listening to the Zombies. It was very tragic. But I'm sorry. That's just the way sad news. But I will bring up the story and we'll go through the details as soon as this breaks. Tell it to me slowly and tell you why. I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
Okay, so sorry. We're going to go ahead and find out. Well, I'm kind of glad that it went out to the wrong end point, because it was depressing at the beginning. But don't worry. I'll just run through them pretty quick because we've got less time now. So here we go. First, the death toll in China is up. We had said it was just like 30 people or something. The actual total is 300 people. At least 302 people have been confirmed. There was heavy rainfall in the region. 13 million people are affected. 9,000 homes are damaged. And in the city, there were 39 people that were found dead in underground car parks, and 14 people were found dead in the subway. A floral tribute is at the subway station that was sealed off by authorities. Several dams and reservoirs have been breached. So they're struggling to recover from the flood there in Henan province in China. In Tunisia, the president is continuing to cause trouble. He's been grabbing more power and becoming more and more dictator-like. Today he's had any lawmakers that were critical of him arrested. So this is not a good direction. He granted himself full powers on July 25th, suspended parliament. Then the party, the Ennahda party, denounced it as a coup d'etat, and then he said he had full judicial powers and started having them arrested. So, very sad times there. More deaths incoming, don't worry. Turkey, 8 people have died as blazes sweep through tourist resorts. There are tons and tons of fires going on in the Mediterranean. Tin, you are correct. I'm your president now, pretty much. So the blazes have been raging for 6 days as Turkey grapples with its worst fire crisis in a decade. On Monday, Turkish authorities said more than 130 blazes had been contained. Elsewhere, firefighters are trying to contain wildfires in Greece, Spain, and Italy. Italy's National Fire Service said it had to deal with 1,500 flare-ups on Sunday. In the eastern city of Pescara, at least 5 people were injured after a fire forced the evacuation of hundreds from beach resorts and homes. In Greece, 5 villages have been evacuated in the Peloponnese region, where temperatures are expected to reach 45°C. 45°C? That's crazy. Remember when we were talking about BC, or British Columbia, getting up that hot? So the story about the Nigerian student, medical student, his name was Inya Egbe, and he fled his anatomy class crying after being disturbed by the corpse he was asked to work on. A 26-year-old vividly recalls the Thursday afternoon at Nigeria's University of Calabar, converging with fellow students around three tables with a cadaver laid out on each. Minutes later, he screamed and ran. The body his group had been about to dissect was that of Divine, his friend of more than 7 years. "We used to go clubbing together," he told me. There were two bullet holes on the right side of his chest. Wafo Anna was one of the many students who ran out after Mr. Egby and found him weeping outside. "Most of the cadavers we used in school had bullets in them. I felt so bad when I realized that some of the people may not be real criminals." She added that early one morning she had seen a police van loaded with bodies at their medical school, which had a mortuary attached to it. So, the good news is the family did eventually manage to reclaim his body, but they found out, yeah, just like in the, between the 16th and 19th centuries, different laws in the UK granted bodies of executed criminals to medical schools. Nigeria has laws that hand unclaimed bodies in government mortuaries to medical schools. They can also send you executed criminals, though the last execution took place in 2007. So, yeah, the friend's name was Divine. It wasn't like Divine, not the word, but that was their name. So, just a disturbing story from the BBC. What else is happening? Well, we don't have a whole ton, a lot of time, because I messed up. But here we go. Doctors in Nigeria's state-run hospitals have begun a strike over pay to protest against the non-payment of salary arrears and lack of resources in hospitals as the country faces a third wave of coronavirus. The strike, the latest in a series of medical staff work stoppages, is led by the National Associations of Interns, or NARD, N-A-R-D, which represents 40% of doctors in Nigeria. The union is asking the government to honor its promise to pay compensation to the families of doctors who died while fighting coronavirus. The association says Nigerian doctors were ill-equipped and underfunded for the job, while the facilities in state-run hospitals are deplorable. So, we'll see what happens there. Not really sure what will. We're going to skip some headlines and just get to the ones that are the most... the biggest ones, really. Grandmas are buying shotguns. U.S. dealers see ammunition shortages and sales surge. The coronavirus pandemic in the U.S. has been accompanied by soaring gun sales, attributed to fears around social unrest and crime, and in some cases, people having more time for hunting. But now ammunition has fallen into short supply. Manufacturers say they're producing as much as they can, but in many gun store shelves are sparse, and prices are concurrently rising. You've had a number of firearm instructors cancel their registration to our courses because their agency was short on ammo, or they're unable to find ammo to purchase. In April last year, A&J Arms in Bardonia, New York, fired firearms dealer Arden Friesen told The Guardian his stock of military-style AR-15s had sold out with 24 on back order. So, wild, right? Yep, very wild. Florida. yeah, Nigeria is, it's one of those states, lives and dies by oil. Florida is breaking its daily record for COVID hospitalization. Sunday's figures surpassed the previous daily record reached before vaccines were available in the U.S. So don't worry, we're all in danger. Fauci warns things are going to get worse as Florida breaks hospitalization record. You can read that on The Independent. They've got a nice video from ABC there. A man who drove into cyclists in the U.S. is charged with murder of an Australian. An Arizona man, already facing assault charges for allegedly driving his pickup truck into people participating in a bike race nearly 6 weeks ago, has been charged with murder. An indictment made public Wednesday adds charges of murder against Sean Michael Chalk and the death of 58-year-old Australian Jeremy Barrett. Barrett was one of those injured on June 19th when he sped into a crowd gathered for the annual 58-mile bike the Bluff race in Sholo, a mountain city about 3 hours north of Phoenix. There's a whole story there, but like I said, we're going to run out of time. Thank you so much for being here. I wish that I had joined sooner and or got to explain things, but such is life. Yeah. All right. Well, ta-ta. Enjoy your life.